French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is elotes asados. We had a restaurant in Los Angeles for a while, Norman's on Sunset. It was a wild ride for many reasons. One of the things that made it spectacular for a person who loves to cook is their magnificent bounty of produce out there. Oh, don't get me wrong. I think in South Florida, we live in an absolute wonderland for what our farmers grow. The multicolored, ecstasy-inducing fruits, the fabulous range of tubers that can be cooked and served in so many ways all send me into my kitchen with a smile. The Californian version is another world and one that could be experienced nowhere better than the Santa Monica Farmers Market. We'd jump in a car with our chef Craig Petrella and his vivacious wife Paola, as well as chef Michael Bryant, brother to local treasure chef Phil Bryant, and brave the nearly frighteningly busy freeways of L.A. And then we'd magically arrive to that beautiful, thriving market. The size of the Santa Monica Market is extraordinary. The farmers literally pour out of the hills and valleys to sell their wares. It is a good way to bump into some of the best chefs in L.A. who don't dream of missing out on the rare and pristine offerings to be had. While there the first time, I looked around to find out where the scent of sweet corn roasting was coming from. My wife, Janet, and I grew up in corn country, Illinois. One of the most treasured memories I have from being a child there were our corn roasts. I looked and saw this machine one of the vendors was tending. It was painted corn yellow. It was a wonderment of racks that rotated like a Ferris wheel, but for corn. Corn on the cob were stripped of their silk strands, then the husks were folded back over the cobs and soaked in water. Then they were placed in meshed metal baskets to hold them as they circled inside a heated cabinet until perfect. On the side of the machine were the words, elotes asados. With Paola translating the Spanish the man spoke that was beyond my comprehension, I learned that the culinary dance went like this. The hot corn husks were pulled back and then slathered with a combination of mayo and Mexican crema. This was seasoned with chili powder and lime zest. You could have cotija cheese, which is similar to Parmesan, added on. Yes, please. We took a platterful and went to a picnic bench and surrendered to the deliciousness of corn done in this Mexican style. Corn is a product of the New World. Its importance to life itself cannot be overly exaggerated. The pre-Columbian civilizations thrived on corn. On a recent Saturday, we stopped by our Miami Farmers Market. While it is small compared to Santa Monica's, our local farmers market and artisan food producers are every bit as committed to the betterment of living in the 305. We picked up some corn and more. I am in my happy place there. When we got home, I fired up our grill with charcoal while Janet made the setup ingredients for the elotes asados. I grilled the corn. We made them just like the man in California and his fathers and grandfathers before him. Sweet corn. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
I love-